As luck would have it, we are joined by the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, right now on the air. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Aaron. Good afternoon. And, you know, that was quite a nice conversation we had at the forum.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to listening back to it because I was, the hour that was going on, I was frantically preparing for the next forum. And that's me and Blake Hodge over the course of the day when we're not in the room, we're frantically preparing for the next one. So we really get a chance to listen a lot more closely this time around.
Yes.
So coming up, or actually not coming up, but last week, we were talking about this, last week, that the first last Fridays of this year, it's just confusing. Last Fridays in Hillsborough was this past Friday. How did it go?
Well, it went quite well. We, are fortunate to have fabulous weather. Mm-hmm. It looks like we're having pretty good weather this week, too.
Yeah.
And, band was terrific, and I can tell you behind the scenes, the Arts Council has always done a fabulous job, but what they've been working on in particular is, I guess, upping their game and getting particularly good dance bands and R&B bands and beach music bands, and so people are out there. I was in my gallery for most of the evening and had a very good turnout. The art walk was wonderful. The art, when you go to all these different places, are just delightful. And there's even a couple new galleries in Hillsborough. One's out in West Hillsborough, one's north of town that are even outside the sort of last Friday downtown part. But we're starting to see other the art in town. And of course, it was music in all the little corners. The documentary Center for Documentary Studies that has their annual class presented their pictures, and they were just remarkable. This might be the best year yet. If you go to smalltown-usa.com, you can see this class that's been doing documentaries in Hillsborough. Since 2007, so it's pretty. Pretty amazing to see what they're doing. So just another last Friday in Hillsborough, and you want to put last Fridays on your calendar every
you
month,
really
especially
do.
Between April and September. Just a great community celebration. Kids are out there, teens are out there, older folks. This really is small town, family friendly, all ages. Great time to be in Hillsborough.
And I know I've mentioned this before, but my parents happened to come down and visit me a couple of years ago, right in, I think it was September, August, or something like that. And it happened to be that weekend. So one of the first places that I took them was last Fridays in Hillsborough, and they loved it. They're still talking about it, and it's like all vibrant community and all the booths up and down, and you go into the restaurant and it's busy and crowded and the music is playing in every sort of corner, and that's exactly what you want out of a small town community.
It is, and it has that sort of festival quality. But I will say this. I think just almost every evening you come to Hillsborough, most of the afternoons, it really feels like it's there are things happening in town, even on a quiet evening. There's I think we have restaurants open, at least one or two restaurants open almost every single night of the week. There's things to do just walking around the historic area. Certainly walking on Riverwalk is a great thing to be doing. Usually there are activities that are in the surrounding areas. Moorfields had a big fundraiser this past weekend, a beautiful weekend, and they're starting to open up every last Sunday, for walks. It's a great venue to go see. Sculpture in the Garden is this weekend, just south of town. One of the most wonderful sculpture shows that's this weekend and next weekend. So there's just always seems to be a lot to do. A lot of it, if you like trails, if you like artwork, walk, if you artwork, if you like food, and if you like history, it's just a very easy place to come spend a day and just hang out.
And a river walk right downtown, which is such
and
a
beer.
Great addition. And beer, of course. Yeah, I can't forget the beer. God, we're speaking with Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsborough. I mentioned Riverwalk, and there's a closure happening on Riverwalk right now, right?
Well, sure. This is one of the most used places. I mean, it's just been amazing, but it does require maintenance, and of course, it's part of it is along some of the sewer easements, and so there's work that we were doing on the infrastructure, and what we're going to be doing this week is a lot of erosion control work, and it is going to be one of probably the more traveled parts of Riverwalk, just west of the stickwork sculpture, which is real interesting to see now as the trees are suddenly, you know, coming out. So it's just having this whole different quality to it.
And that's right where you can get on just off the deck, right? Off the parking deck by Weaver Street?
Yes, so you can get there. But a lot of it, if you're going west, that sort of section between just past the stickwork sculpture and Gold Park, a lot of that's going to be closed. And you can really tell that there's just... you know, it's got a lot of attention, and it really needs some erosion control work. And so we need to get in there starting tomorrow. Don't know how many, you know, how long it will take. A lot of it will depend on the weather, but it won't be very too long. And we do ask people to please, you know, respect the, you know, stay outside. you know, we try to mark it off. You know, we do, you know, we don't have people who are patrolling the area, but we do have construction out there. We want people to be safe. And so please stay off the trail. And there's lots of other trail to go. Go east is one of my favorite sections. This is a sort of wiggle that's on its way to right before the new bridge is getting ready to be built this summer. Certainly around, you can go into Gold Park, go into River Park area, and which county has very nicely, you know, sort of marked out. They had River Park there behind the courthouse for many, many years, and really get some attention of having when you're kind of the river walk kind of goes through the River Park. And then there's always the Speedway trails and the Airmount Poets Walk trails or Rickety Mountains. So there's lots of things to do, you know, the Eno Mountain Park. So just, you know, it'll be okay. It'll be open in a couple days.
Just not right away. All right.
Not right away. That's right.
All right. Speaking with Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsborough. HillsboroughNC.gov is the website if you want to check out more information about the town. We usually talk about the Board of Commissioners meeting, which is coming up on Monday nights, except not this week, not until next week. So
next week. Next Monday, we'll probably have a lot to talk about when we get the agenda coming out.
But ongoing right now, I know the police department is taking applications for the Citizens Police Academy, which is always
important. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we have such a good police department, working so hard to get connected to the community. Our chief is working really hard, and I think he's just doing an excellent job. I mean, for example, we were working for several years on use of force policies long before Ferguson and a lot of the things that came out into the news, and just not just, well, here's what our policy is, but how do we really start enculturating the kind of community and the kind of police force to serve that community that we really want, including a lot of outreach. And one of the most fun parts of that is the Citizens Police Academy. And that's going to, registration is now open. It'll stay open through May 16th. They'll meet every Tuesday for a number of weeks. It can take up to 13 people. And they just have a blast. They look at the patrols. They look at certain legal processes. They try to understand how community investigations work, how drug investigations work. And, of course, the fun part is always when they get to play with the canine unit.
Right.
A little bit. Of course, we have two canines. So it's a good way. We had such a wonderful response to our Citizens Academy. That was a six-week course, and only one of those days was dedicated to police. This is our Citizens Police Academy, and so people can have several weeks. And people who've done this is, I think, the third or the fourth year that we've been doing this, and people have just loved it. So if you have any interest in the police department here in Hillsborough, it's a fun thing to be doing, and you can find out or write about it, of course, at the hillsboroughnc.gov. website.
And I know this was the case with the Citizens Government Academy. Is it technically open to everyone with priority for Hillsborough residents?
Yes.
And it's really great opportunity. And I know just getting to the perspective or the point of view of the police department in general or their approach to policing. I teach a class on American government. We're talking about this today. Earlier today, that, you know, we're getting to the end of the semester, so what would you like to do to change the world, and how would you go about doing it? And someone raised the concern about policing in local communities, and let's sort of overcome the animosity that you often see between police departments and regular citizens, and try to overcome the differences between them and work together as opposed to work opposed to each other. And I was like, well, that's community policing. That's exactly what departments like Hillsborough focus so much of their energy on doing. And it makes them better police departments, and it makes the community safer, too.
Absolutely. Just well said, Aaron. Yeah. And of course, you know, it's never perfect, but you can always, you know, the whole point, the world's not perfect. We have unruly citizens from time to time. But you know, those folks are so dedicated to keeping us safe and, you know, work very hard. And our chief has been doing a good job. But it really takes citizens becoming engaged. And, you know, you want to really understand it. So I have no doubt that it will be a sellout, much like the Citizens Academy was. But we do want to let people know about it. So go ahead and, you know, for those folks who are interested, it's a good time to sign up.
And again, hillsboronc.gov is the website. So head there, find out more about the town. Look ahead to future board meetings, more information about goings-on around Hillsboro. And you can sign up for the Citizens Police Academy as well. Again, especially if you're a Hillsboro resident, but open to everyone based on availability. Got to let you go, but Mayor Stevens, thank you so much for joining us. And I look forward to hearing you again tonight on the community forum.
You bet. Have a great week, Aaron.